Test 67, Section 2, Question 13. This one says the argument is vulnerable to criticism, so it's a flaw. And it says most builders do not consider this papercrete to be promising material for large scale. So most people don't. Those who regularly work with it, primarily on small scale, think otherwise. So the people who use it on small scale think it is. Since those who regularly use papercrete are familiar with the properties of the material, it's likely that papercrete is indeed promising. So our conclusion is papercrete is promising for large scale. Now our evidence is those who use it primarily on small scale think it's going to work. But we actually have a little bit of a problem here in that they're using it on small scale, so maybe they don't know. And it could be that the builders who don't use it because they're doing large scale have already tried it and they don't think it's going to work. So the problem here is that we're relying on a group who may not have experience or direct experience with both the material and the size of the project. So A, confuses what is promising for small scale construction with what is promising for large scale. No, it actually makes a differentiation between those. It just relies on someone who doesn't necessarily have expertise in that area. Presumes that what the majority of builders thinks is promising must in fact be promising. No, because it actually rejects what most builders think. Equivocates between two different meanings of the term promising. No, it doesn't use two different meanings of the word promising. And equivocate, remember, means to use the same word with different meanings. D, does not consider the views of the builders who have the most experience working with the materials. No, it actually does consider those. It just doesn't consider that they might not have experience in large-scale projects. And then E, fails to consider that most builders might not regularly use papercrete precisely because they are familiar with its properties. Yeah, that's our best answer choice, because it's saying maybe most builders don't use it because they're doing large-scale projects and it doesn't work for those. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct response there.